بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My name is Abdul Basit and I'm speaking to you from London. The blessed month of Ramadan is approaching and may Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ability to increase our acts of worship and our practice of the noble sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I extend Ramadan Mubarak to everyone in this country. May this month bring us all the blessings and pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I have been asked to give my opinion on the issue of moon sighting, so here is my understanding. Firstly, the method of establishing the start and end of Islamic months is through the sighting of the moon. There is a very well-known hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling Muslims to go out and sight the moon on the 29th. If it is not visible, then to complete 30 days, otherwise to start the new month on the next day. The words of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are so eloquent and easy to understand that there is nothing I need to say to explain it. It is important to understand that this method of sighting the moon is applied to all 12 months and not just Ramadan. If we don't sight the moon for Sha'ban, how would we know when the 29th is to sight the moon for the first of Ramadan? Similarly, if we don't sight the moon for Rajab, then how would we know when the 29th is to sight the moon for the first of Sha'ban? From this, we can understand how moon sighting applies to all 12 months. Secondly, in India, they have their own moon sighting system. In Pakistan, they also have their own moon sighting system. In Saudi Arabia, they have their own moon sighting system too. In other non-Muslim countries like South Africa, they employ their own moon sighting systems as well. Wherever you are, you follow the moon sighting system of that country. We live in the UK, so Muslims need to sight the moon in this country. Alhamdulillah, Muslims in this country do try to sight the moon 12 months of the year. In 2016 alone, the moon has been sighted twice in this country of ours. Now we all know that due to weather conditions and our location, it might be difficult for us to perform moon sighting and to be successful 12 months of the year. This problem is unique to our country. Due to this problem, we turn to our nearest Muslim country, which is Morocco. Morocco has an established moon sighting system, and Wifaq al-Ulama has an entire presentation on the issue in both English and Urdu. The testimony from Morocco is received monthly by British Ulama, and copies of these reports can be found on the website of Wifaq al-Ulama. If you take a look at the date and time of the documents, then you will also see that there isn't a significant delay from their sighting of the moon and our time of sunset. The last point I wish to mention is that there is a difference between news and testimony. The starting and ending of Islamic months is based on testimony of moon sighting and official announcements. These official announcements are conveyed to British ulama from Morocco if the moon is not sighted in Britain. This also happens 12 months of the year. Whether we sight the moon in Britain or not, the Ministry of Islamic Affairs from Morocco will still send us the notifications. I have not come across any official announcements for all 12 months in this manner from any other country being officially received by ulama in Britain. If there are official announcements for Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal or any other Islamic month that is being conveyed to British ulama from Saudi Arabia, then please bring it to the attention of Wifaq al-Ulama. This question has been asked many times. How do mosques in this country, for example, declare Safar based on Saudi Arabian sighting? What is the source for all 12 months? I hope that my views have been clarified with regards to moon sighting. Detailed explanations and fatwa can be viewed on the Wifaq al-Ulama website. I hope that you all have a blessed Ramadan. Jazakallahu khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.